This is the Marketplace Morning Report. I'm David Brancaccio. A two-day hearing at the Food and Drug Administration is set for today on the controversial diabetes drug Avandia. The one-time blockbuster pill once generated $3 billion in sales for GlaxoSmithKline. Amid safety concerns, the drug has been pulled in Europe and is prescribed to only a tiny fraction of patients in the U.S. Marketplace's Dan Gorenstein reports these hearings could rescue Avandia or bury it.
Here's the Avandia backstory in a nutshell. Philadelphia College of Pharmacy professor Jennifer Reinhold says in 2007, a New England Journal of Medicine article finds that diabetes medication has a serious side effect.
When they looked back at that data, they found that potentially their cardiovascular risk was higher than was what was originally reported.
In fact, a 43% increase in heart attack risk for Avandia patients. In 2010, the FDA restricted the use of the drug and sales plummeted. Since then, independent researchers at Duke have concluded Avandia doesn't increase the risk of cardiovascular death. Bloomberg Industries senior pharmaceutical analyst Sam Fazeli says that doesn't necessarily mean the drug is safe.
This is the conclusion that some very significant key opinion leaders in the space have reached after independently analyzing that data.
Critics continue to question Avandia's safety. If the FDA does reverse course, Fazeli says drug maker Glaxo may not even get back into what has become a very competitive diabetes market. I'm Dan Gorenstein for Marketplace.